You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. Greg, I think start with the indexes today, please, because I've sort of lost touch what's happened in the last few hours because I'm so bored with the market just grinding its way higher. So tell us what happened, please.
Yeah, it was a little dull. But somehow, lads, the banks up 0.5%, financials up 0.33%, industrials down nearly 0.5%, retailers trying to build on those gains from yesterday up nearly 1%, mm-hmm. Gold index down 0.33%, Platts up 1.5%. We must talk about Impala, that had a good day today.
Okay.
Resources up 1.33%, and so the all share up 0.5%, 287 points better. 58,768. That 60,000 doesn't look so far away at the moment. Turnover, those lines, 16.32 billion.
Yes, and yesterday I think the turnover was something like 14.4, wasn't it? We've had two really, really, really quiet days.
Yes, I wonder what all that is about. I suppose, as you say, lack of direction, really. Most market, as I've always said, feeds on drama. You need a Tongaat or a Steinhoff or a Nuspash to come out with something what the market can sort of, where the masters of the universe can challenge each other in trying to understand, trade against each other.
I don't think we need too many more Tongaats in our lives, do you? I mean, how many more are going to come out? We did mention this yesterday, and you said maybe Omnia is going to be the one. And you sounded slightly sheepish about the fact that you'd mentioned Omnia, almost guilty about it. But
you don't want to be the one that puts the death knell into a 3 billion rand company. But that's... Look, I think they've been quite open with the market that they need to raise 2 billion. We're waiting for results. I should have mentioned there should be a trading update or something. The share price down 0.33%. So no real drama there, but that could be the next bit of drama.
I'm looking through the Stock Exchange News Service announcements, the SENS announcements, and the only ones that are there are the ones we spoke about this morning. A company called Nictus, which we're not going to bother about, but also Storage Property REIT Limited. Just give us Storage. Do you know a chap called Chris Gilmore? Really fine fellow. He used to work for ABSA and now is an independent financial analyst.
He is known of, and we're kind of really on friendly terms on Twitter. But quite a smart analyst, been in the business a long time. But
37 years.
He doesn't look a day over 38. So, yeah, at the end of the day, on the Storage, the share price finished up 0.5% at 13.80 rand. Some reasonable volume, about 4.5 million rands worth of shares trading hands today. As high as 14 rand, as low as 13.75. So quite a tight trade. What was Chris saying on the stock?
He likes it. He went to the presentation today and he likes the business. I mean, it's a small business, but it's almost got sort of annuity income streaming in all the time. People like Lindsay Williams paying 830 rand a month in order to keep his smelly mattresses in a garage near Cape Town International Airport.
It's sort of priced just below, so we were a grudge purchase. You know, if it was 1500, it would just annoy you.
No.
But you know, you get a lot of people paying just under. I suppose it's like DSTV, just under 1,000. It doesn't seem so bad. But a lot of people in transitions in their lives and what have you.
What are you trying to say?
I'm just thinking of my other friends, which have got storage units, and then they moved in with their girlfriend, and it was too much furniture and so on.
Yeah, or she didn't like the furniture that he had, and she made him change it.
I don't know. You honour that.
For example, Greg. I mean, can I bring this up now?
She did bring in the one couch and reupholster it, but it is back.
Never mind that. What about the bath? Let's call it the sanitary ware in your apartment when Mrs. Davies first moved in. She changed that, right?
She knocked out a few toilets and showers and things, yeah. But, I mean, that's how women are. They're nesting creatures. And so I just sort of stood aside and transferred money into accounts and so on.
Yeah, nesting is one word for it, Greg. The dollar rand is 14.68, the British pound against the rand 18.67, and the euro rand 16.61, with the euro dollar 113.15. Barely changed, just slightly weaker again for the US dollar, stronger for the euro. The gold price, down a couple to 13.26. The platinum price is 8.13, up $7 an ounce, and palladium is down 2 to 13.84.5. International stock markets. Mr. Trump was tweeting another good day in the stock market today, a little bit premature, as Peter Schiff replied, as he always does to a to a Donald Trump tweet. But anyway, the Dow Jones at the moment up 69 points, the S&P up 8, and the NASDAQ is up around about a third of a percent or 25 points. Okay, let's have a look at the big movers on the day. You wanted me to talk about Impala. I think you have a vested interest there. Declare your interest, please, Greg. Are you long of this thing?
Yes, been long for a long time, and it actually took a lot of flack when a share was below 20 Rand. So you might as well just bathe in the glory. I think this is probably a 52-week high. Closed at 66 Rand 39. Wow. And actually, just before the close, made a spike up to 67.13. No real news, I suppose, just the platinum, the palladium price, and probably the outlook for the Rand. And just these, I think people looking at their portfolios, fund managers, saying, where can we get some performance? Where are we underweight? And I think these resource counters are going to, as they always do, have their turn in the sun. And Impala's, you know, it's still, there's a lot of people in the market saying, this is a, you know, 150 Rand stock, so probably a lot more upside.
Yes, indeed. I'm going to speak to, I've just written it down, actually. I'm going to speak to John Bickeld very soon, because John Bickeld was one of the people that was a big fan of this when it was down in the dumps. I mean, he's ridden it from the upside to the downside and now to the upside again. But this time, I think his day in the sun is coming.
I think so, yeah. And I mean, you've got to admire someone who's got that much conviction in their trade. It's almost, you know, they've decided what they think Impala is worth. Obviously, they look, you know, make forecasts on the Rand and the platinum price and so on. They're almost not unfazed as the share collapsed from around 45 down to about 17 was quite a powerful move, but mostly sort of sentiment related. And he managed to sort of block out the noise, as we call it, in the market, not listen to any of the people calling the end of platinum, and he's been rewarded.
Yes, he has been, and rewarded today. In the top five major movers to the upside were shareholders of the following companies: Kumba Iron Ore, Implats, Tiger Brands, AVI, and Capitec. Kumba Iron Ore 3.75% higher, Greg, and that's with a stronger Rand. Impala Platinum with a stronger Rand, 3% higher. Tiger Brands up 2.7, AVI up 2.3, Capitec up 2.25. Any reason behind the Implats move, do you think?
No, I think it's just people looking at portfolios and saying they're underweight. The one which I can speak about there on that list, which was something interesting, is Capitec.
Yes.
I see that it finished up about 28 Rand on the day, but there was director's dealings with a zero-cost collar where a director more or less takes out insurance with a put strike price of 1,161 Rand and then a call strike price of 1,936.
Wow.
So I think the wording which comes, I always love the commentary which they think that they have to put at the bottom of the SENSE announcement. Due to the continued volatility in the market, Mr. LaRue's and Mr. LaRue's age, this transaction enabled, so his trust has just taken out insurance, but it's on 1,250,000 Capitec shares. So, I mean, it's a monstrous.
It's a lot.
Collar. I'd like to be his broker.
Yeah, would you? I'm sure he could arrange that for you, Greg. There's a chap called Hazelwood on Twitter. You're a regular and prolific tweeter and follower of Twitter. He's short of Capitec, I think. I don't want to talk behind his back. He's having a competition with somebody. Are you familiar with the interaction between himself and the person who's long of it?
There was a little bit of back and forth. I don't know. Certainly Dave I followed for a while, because for a long time he picked on me and blamed me for all sorts of his problems. But for once and it often happens with these Twitter wars, tours as they call them. When you disagree, you become bitter enemies. And when you agree on something, you suddenly see, you know, some friendship in the battle out there. You know, the market is very, very difficult. Not everyone's going to call it. That's what I didn't like. He's a little bit boastful, but he's come out on a sort of quite a strong bearish case for Capitec. It's something the Vaishuri guys, probably 300-400 Rand lower, were bearish on, and they've gone very quiet. But he's come out. I mean, the recent high was around 1,400 Rand. It closed today 1,288. So that's going to be an interesting battle to watch. And especially with these, it's the second director that's put in a big insurance collar on the stock.
Yeah, I think it's just maybe people getting bored. It's like Adrian Gore putting in an option structure on Discovery, because you mentioned that last week.
Yes, I mean, but that was someone was looking at his net asset value and saying it's pretty tiny. Maybe his broker was bored and said, "I've got an idea, Chief."
Yeah, excuse me, kids' school fees have just gone up. How about this? How about this?
Yeah, can you stop doing those push-ups? Could you come and look at my screen?
Exactly. On the downside today, Capital & Counties, Harmony Bidvest, PSG Consult and Vukile. Capital & Counties down 3.1%, Harmony down 3.1%, Bidvest a 2.6% loser in anticipation of maybe some bad results coming out on Friday, Greg. I don't know. But anyway, PSG Consult down 2.25%, Vukile. I don't think you really follow that one too much. But anything there? The Bidvest story. Bidvest and Bidcorp. Which one do you go for?
I suppose you would just off the top of your head say the Bidcorp because it's got the offshore. And it's very interesting that they decided to split those. I mean, conspiracy theorists would say there's a plan behind there to sell off the one. I think they moved down in Bidvest today, and it did recover from around 199 Rand to finish at 202.57. But I think good fellows from Investec put out a sell report on Bidvest, if I'm remembering my notes from this morning correctly.
Okay. Greg, we've got a long weekend coming up. Are people taking some time off? Are many of your traders going off to Dalstrom or to Umschlange Rocks or places like that?
Okay. On Saturday morning, I'm popping down to Umschlange just to get a break from the freezing cold Johannesburg.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I just mentioned Umschlange. Umschlange's lovely. Don't you love the oyster box?
That's really lovely. And the best curry, well, I wouldn't say the world because I haven't been to India, but certainly in South Africa.
You've been to London, though. There's more in Indian restaurants in London than there are in Mumbai, for example. But the Oyster Box and the old Beverly Hills Hotel and that Dolphin there, Coast, isn't it beautiful?
You can get up in the morning and me and Mr. Steve go for long walks and then come back and have a breakfast on the beach. It's wonderful.
Greg Davies is the chief trader at Kratos Capital, and that tourism report was brought to you proudly in association with sharenet.co.za. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.